Station 15, Jesus is resurrected. This is a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 5 through 7. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." If the story had ended when Jesus died, it would have been that God was overcome by the world and that the Son of God remained buried. However, God still reigns supreme. And in Jesus rising from his death, the tree of eternal life was created to give sustenance to all. In our communities, there are many people who struggle daily for practical sustenance, like food. Crooked Creek Food Pantry serves food insecure families by operating a Gleaner-supported food pantry, which is now one of the five largest in Marion County. They distribute substantial amounts of food to about 2,450 families each month. This pantry, which is only located 5 miles from St. Luke's, was organized 6 years ago as a St. Luke's outreach partner and operates with major donations and volunteer support from the St. Luke's congregation. We pray. Lord, we look to you for life that is sustaining. Give us all this day our daily bread. Help us to know your compassion, giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to feel. May we always be your hands and feet here on earth, and serving you in all ways. We pray in hope. Amen. For reflection, having experienced these stations in solidarity with Jesus and in the name of justice, we now reflect on the power of love and the presence of God's blessings in our lives. Dorothy Day believed that the world would be saved by beauty. Beauty is such a blessing. In our efforts to work towards justice, may we remember this, that there can be beauty present in the midst of loss and struggle, and in the courageous proclamation of injustice, oppression, and poverty. There is also a certain beauty to be found in all those who work toward a more fair, just, and verdant world. We're also given the natural beauty of the world as a constant reminder of the presence of a very generous and loving God. So let us care for each other, reaching out with compassion to serve our fragile community and world. We go now with expanded hearts to love and serve the Lord through each other. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who gives us hope. Amen.